Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Hurricane Irene is front and center as hundreds of thousands of travelers find themselves with no way to get to their destinations.
At 2:15, the fall travel season has brought an excellent round of new incentives for frequent travelers, and we're going to share many of them with you, ways that you can earn points, free stays, and be a smarter traveler.
At 2:35, consumer reporter Ed Perkins stops by to talk about what to do about getting a refund when a hurricane or other disaster interrupts your travel plans.
And at 2:45, we're going to talk Priceline with you, folks. Why is this travel website one of Wall Street's most profitable companies? And what are the pluses and minuses of bidding for your hotel room?
Finally, I'll share some thoughts on a wonderful Saturday at the Marriott Hotel when a bunch of traveling friends got together for a day, a report on Sports Leisure's Tour and Vacation Preview Day, all that and more today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. It's a hot Sunday afternoon. It's between 2 and 3. It's the Travel Guys every Sunday here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation, also known as the King of the Road and the King of the Skies.
I thought you were going to say it was between 2 and 300 degrees outside there for a boy. It is. Is this the dog days of August or what? I mean, nobody's moving around. It's just, boy, everybody's just lethargic outside. There's not even a state fair to liven things up in late August. How are you this Sunday afternoon on the dry side of the country?
Doing well. I spent my day, thinking, of course, watching a lot of the Weather Channel and what's been going on the East Coast. And, I'm certainly, thank God that things were certainly a lot lighter going into New York with the hurricane and turned into a tropical storm. Of course, I imagine a lot of folks have been following it closely, and I know you have. And those that travel are going to be very interested in what we have coming up on the travel news.
I think so. And, it was funny. I was watching CNN before I came into the studio, and one of the guys up in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, was saying, We've had nor'easters that are worse than this. This is nothing, And he was, of course, by that time, it has already gone up the coast for 2.5 days, wrecking havoc along the way. So those folks got a little bit lucky, and you're right. Fortunately, it did fizzle out a little bit. So let's get folks up to date on that, shall we?
All righty. Let's call on the Mark Hoffman trio. And following the president's speech in regards to the recovery and FEMA, Mark, what's going on in travel news?
Well, if you're headed for the East Coast tomorrow, you need to know that New York airports, all of them were closed today. They all plan to open sometime during the day tomorrow. Philadelphia's airport closed Saturday at 10:30. It should be opening just about right now with the first scheduled flight in the 6 o'clock hour. They will be getting some inbound flights this evening. Baltimore-Washington International and Washington-Dulles have remained open pretty much throughout the storm. Washington-Dulles was outside of the hurricane's rain area, so it pretty much had normal operations. Some of the flights with smaller planes were knocked out, but Dulles turned out to be the best choice for folks who are on the East Coast. JetBlue is expected to resume flights in New York and Boston around midday Monday. JetBlue told NBC it's really dependent upon mass transit and the airport being ready to support the startup. Continental and United Airlines will decide on Monday's schedule later Sunday after checking facilities for storm damage, said a company spokesman. We had Travel Guys road reporter Chris Galloway out at the Sacramento International Airport just about an hour ago, and he told us that there has not been a ripple effect on canceled flights. The airlines apparently got their planes out of harm's way and will be starting up service to airports as soon as they can staff them. I guess that's probably the most important part of this, Tom, is that most of these major East Coast cities had their transit systems completely shut down out of concern for safety for equipment and people and the like. And so many of the people who work at airports use mass transit to get to work. So you're not going to have an airport until you have a transit system. That's kind of the way that works.
Right. It was really unusual. Sometimes there are a lot of delays and things that go on at airports that, kind of clog things up. But, they're well-staffed all the time. One of those situations where everybody was asked to go home.
Absolutely.
And now they all have to come back.
That
will take a while. So what are we looking at?
Well, I think that what's going to happen is for folks who are going out tomorrow, if you were going somewhere tomorrow morning, keep in mind that your flight could be departing on time, particularly you're leaving from Sacramento because we don't have a lot of cross-country nonstop service. You're going to a hub airport somewhere and then you're connecting. You're going to Chicago or Dallas or Los Angeles or Salt Lake City or Denver or something like that, and you're connecting to another flight. Just keep in mind that your initial flight might be just fine and be on time. Chris reported that, you know, there was no ripple effect out at the airport today. There were no lines of people waiting to get rebooked. So things were, it was pretty much a normal Sunday afternoon out at
the
airport.
But when they get to that connection place, say in Denver, is there a chance that the plane that they
might... And that's the question you want to ask when you're checking in, is you want to ask a human being or you want to be going on a computer, or better yet, you know, we've talked about this before, and this is a perfect example of it. This is where you have signed up for the text notifications or the phone call notifications from the airline. Oftentimes, I'm sitting on an airplane with United or Southwest, and because I've signed up for those, sometimes my information on my BlackBerry comes quicker and is more accurate than the information that the pilot is giving me.
Really?
And at least it's information. At least it's something telling me.
This would be information in regards to your connection flight.
Yes, if your
connector may be delayed.
If it was delayed or if it was canceled or something like that, yes, then that would be a valuable piece of information to have. And let's say you didn't get it until you turned your phone on.
Right.
Your cell phone on when your airplane landed on the other end. Well, now while your plane is taxiing to the gate, you know that, hey, you know, your flight, you've got 3 hours, or you've already been rebooked on a flight tomorrow, or it might enable you to gain a little bit of an advantage, because let's face it, right now there are an awful lot of people who are stranded. But I will make an argument that one thing, that a law that was passed last year about the airlines not being able to strand people on tarmacs and stuff like that, mm-hmm. has really turned out to be a huge plus for consumers, because what airlines have learned to do now is they don't fly into the teeth of a storm. And what happens is it's a lot easier for airlines to get a start back up, to reset the system, which is what's going to happen. It's literally happening right now. Mm-hmm. And to be able to get the other side of the country up and running. I'm guessing by Tuesday morning, everything is going to be pretty much back to normal. That's not going to help those tens of thousands of people who are trying to be crammed onto airplanes that are basically full right now with a haul. It's going to take all week, I would say, to get everybody where they need to go. Because you lost Newark, you lost LaGuardia, you lost Kennedy. You've got all these international passengers that probably are stuck or didn't get here. And, you know, think about all those flights that were coming in.
And, I could tell by the reports that I saw, in fact, from the airport in the newsletter last night, that there were a lot of folks that flew in from the East Coast, and they made California and probably other places where the weather was a lot more forgiving their destination. Now, all those folks are going to have to find their way back home.
Absolutely. And the just an example of last night, for example, the Dulles flight, the United flight from Dulles, the nonstop from Dulles, came roaring right in here just about on time last night, left Dulles on time, and took off this morning and headed back to Dulles on time. So it just depended on what your location was. It's kind of like everything when it comes to travel. All right, a couple of other little quick items here in the world of travel, things that are just a little bit lighter. Will a huge Ferris wheel help turn Las Vegas around? Las Vegas is set to get a bigger American-style version of one of London's popular tourist attractions, the London Eye. Next month, Caesars Entertainment plans to start digging to lay the foundation for the high Roller, a 550-foot-tall observation wheel behind the company's Imperial Palace and Flamingo Hotels that it expects to open towards the end of 2013.
Well, you know, only if there's like a gambling on the Ferris wheel while you're going around.
Hey, well, listen to this. The supersized cabins will hold 40 people each for a 30-minute ride, and each cabin will have the ability to play its own soundtrack.
Well, there you go.
So you'll be able to go up.
So this is not your typical Ferris wheel.
No, this is not your typical Ferris wheel. I confess it sounds kind of interesting. Like wine, now distilled spirits have their own tourism trail in Kentucky. Jack Daniel's sprawling distillery in Lynchburg, Tennessee, welcomes more than 250,000 tourists each year with free tours. Lynchburg is the seat of Moore County, which kind of ironically is dry, but it's also is part of a new whiskey tourism trail in Kentucky. If you go to travelguysradio.com, there is a link to it. So if you are about to visit Kentucky, instead of going wine tasting, you could go whiskey tasting.
Right. Well, free samples.
You're absolutely right.
Listen, people make sense.
Travel guy Clayton Whitehead heads for Maker's Mark. and takes his tour groups there every time he is anywhere near Lexington, because he says it's not only the best whiskey and the best free samples, but the best tour of any distillery in Kentucky. And that's your travel news for today. Let's take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit about some of those great new travel incentives that are being offered by some of the frequent flyer and frequent traveler packages this fall. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, we are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530.
We're back. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations over there.
Had a pretty good lead-in today. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to step on you there.
That's okay. I'm used to it.
Had a good lead-in today. The president, you know, it's always nice to get, you know. So usually we have Erin as a lead-in. I mean, I can't complain about that. She's way better looking than the president.
But the good news is that the president had good news on the whole.
That really is a good thing. And, you know, Chris Galloway texted me during the break because Chris was out at the airport. I asked him to go out there this morning and kind of get a feel for what was going on out there. And he said, really and truly, remember one thing. People have to take some level of personal responsibility for their travel. If you're stupid enough with a major storm, a hurricane going on the East Coast, and you were traveling that direction, and you went to the airport without making any checks of your accommodations or your flights or anything like that, and you got hung up along the way, it would be pretty hard to blame the airlines or the hotels or God. It would be more likely to just, you know, look down, hold the mirror up there and say, gee, maybe I should have done my homework.
Boy, I tell you, you must have been living in a, you know, a coma to not know that you wouldn't want to go east.
Well, you would think, but then again, I've been in airports. I've seen some pretty strange things. By the way, we're hoping consumer reporter Ed Perkins will join us after the bottom of the hour. And just talk a little bit about what if you were scheduled to go east? What if you had a hotel reservation? What if you had, you know, they canceled the Broadway shows in New York Saturday and Sunday, but what if you'd had some type of ticket? What are your chances of getting that stuff back? And we're going to talk a little bit about that after the bottom of the hour.
I understand that the fall travel season, things are really turning positive for travelers, Mark, with some great incentives. Tell me what you know.
They are. Ben Schlappig was on with us last week, Tom, and remember, I asked him why the dearth of bargains. Normally, as we get after Labor Day, you will see things like airlines will offer a special incentive. Sometimes it's to their most frequent travelers. Sometimes it's to the general public. For example, Frontier Airlines announced on Monday that they are offering double miles for all September flights. So that's, you're going to get twice the mileage credit if you belong to Frontier's frequent traveler program. So that would be an excellent opportunity to be able to cram that extra trip in. Obviously, the planes are empty after Labor Day. And if you look online, you can see, and you start looking at, because you can seat yourself now on airplanes, so it's easy for people to see how many people are booked. And there are not very many. So Frontier was the first to step out. And I would guess since they have done that, probably next week we will see at least one or two carriers match that offer. Some of the hotels also came up with some pretty good deals. If you stay in Choice Hotels, that would be Quality Inn, Sleep Inn, Comfort Inn. Clarion is also part of that group.
Anything that ends with N, it sounds to me.
Quadruple points for fall stays.
Wow.
So that's if you are a member. And if you're not a member of this program, one of these programs, exactly. Yeah. That would be the point. Because even if you don't you don't travel very often, for example, National Rent a Car this fall, rent a car twice from National. It could be as short as a day, get a free rental day on a weekend. So rent from them four times, get a free rental day on a weekday. So if the prices were competitive, all things were fairly equal over the course of the next few months, you might choose to say, hey, you know, I'll do this with National for a few months until maybe your rental car company comes up with an equally good matching program. And for all the people who don't belong to an affiliated program, I mean, here's a Marriott deal. Between September the 15th and January the 15th, stay twice at a Marriott hotel. Charge it to your Visa card, and you get a free night at a Category 1 through 4 Marriott. And to give people an idea, the Rancho Cordova Marriott here I think is a Category 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. So you could stay two nights in inexpensive Courtyard hotels on weekends and get yourself a free night in a Marriott hotel. You could probably – Ben would be proud of us for this. You could spend $100 and get a hotel room worth more than $100.
Very good.
So yeah. Those are some of the if you belong to some of these frequent things, be checking them out. And if you don't and you are planning an extended trip or you're planning to do a trip that takes you to a couple of different cities and stays in a couple of different hotels, you might want to look at the fact, hey, if you're already staying in a Marriott hotel in one city, why not choose a Marriott hotel in the other city and pick up that free night? I mean, those are just ways to be a smarter traveler.
Now, what would you advise people? Where would you advise them to go besides TravelGuysRadio.com, of course?
Well,
to be able to hunt down where the best hotel offers are at this moment, as well
kayak.com is one of my favorite spots.
That's
but,
for airlines, right?
Well, no, it's for also for cars and hotels
cars
too.
Cars and hotels too.
And they sell packages there. So that's kind of my recommendation, but also the hotels themselves have gotten pretty savvy, so I wouldn't neglect the hotel sites themselves for something like that.
Going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
I love that song.
Oh, that's
a nice song.
That's an old recording.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah,
well,
many, many years. Guys. Sports Leisure Vacations First. Actually, Sports Leisure Travels First logo. Our Travel Club update today. Let me do this before I forget, Tom. Our two lucky Travel Club winners today are Lorraine Hughes and Don Dodds. Lorraine Hughes and Don Dodds, you win $100 in travel cash if you call the Sports Leisure office before the close of business Tuesday.
Aaron, we never win. You know,
I know. Me neither.
Sorry about that,
Gary.
Right. I just wanted to take a minute and thank the people who came out to the Marriott Hotel yesterday. We had our self-serving moment here for Sports Leisure Vacations, our biggest promotion of the year, and almost 700 people were in attendance over the course of the day. We had three programs. Kelly Brothers stopped by to say hello during one of the sessions.
How many of these have you had?
Well,
you
we've been in business
reveal?
32 years, okay. So we've had 33 of them. We had two in the first year we were in business.
Big event.
It was. And I also owe a big thank you to the folks at the Marriott Hotel. They worked. That is just a first-class operation there when it comes to the back of the house. The catering people, the folks who move things around and who moved all the air walls and stuff there at the hotel for us yesterday did a terrific job. My own staff also deserves some real credit. They worked their buns off. For the last few weeks, creating a catalog and creating this special event. And then yesterday during the event, it really is a really labor-intensive thing. And it really requires everybody to be on their game and be on their game for a long time. So also another interesting fact, as I told my clients yesterday, Tom, I found out that fewer than one business in 1,000 survives to make its 25th anniversary.
Wow.
So when a company survives 32 years, I told them, I said, it really is a pleasure to stand in front of you and tell you thank you for your business, because most people don't, 999 people out of 1,000 never get that opportunity.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. So thanks to all the folks who came out and made it a wonderful day yesterday. Sports Leisure Vacations brand new tour and vacation catalog is now available. If you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, you can request one, or at sportsleisure.com you can request one, or you can just give our office a call on Monday. If you're a Travel Club member, you will be receiving your catalog by U.S. mail in the next few days. And that's your Travel Club update for today.
And more of the Travel Guys on the flip side right after we check in with Aaron in the news, find out what's going on. So don't you dare touch that dial. We are the Travel Guys in Entertainment on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Wow, it sounds like this.
I wasn't sure what was happening there, whether somebody
was broken.
The zipper was coming
Studio
down.
Studio 54.
Or...
Where are we?
Hey, Aaron, you said during the news that the Help is still the number one rated movie.
Help is still the top dog.
I got to put in a plug here, because I went and saw that movie a week and a half ago, and that is one of the best movies I have ever seen. I can't say enough about it. The Allison Janney is in there. It's a brilliantly acted. It's about being a housekeeper in the South in the late 50s, early 60s. And it's not a horror movie. It's not gruesome. It's about life there for those people at that time. And boy, it is It is. I just really give it a high recommendation.
Yeah, I know. Kitty O'Neill highly recommended it, too, and I'm reading the book, so I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
All right, well, come back and give us a book report next week.
From what I'm hearing, this might be Academy Award material. What do you
think? I hope so. That little Emma Stone is a great actress.
There are three or four people in that movie that could easily get Academy Award nominations. I mean, especially supporting. There's so many of them that somebody will get left out just because of process of the fact there are so many of them. But really, really well done. Worth the $10.
Right. Great. Yeah. And Conan the Barbarian, if I'd like to chime in. No, just kidding.
I was going to say, are you serious right now, Tom?
Thank you, Aaron.
Where am I serious, Aaron?
Aaron Haight, who keeps us on the ball here and fills us in at the top and bottom of every hour. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. 2:36 in the hour on a Sunday afternoon. We're talking about the dog days of August, at least for those of us who live on the West Coast. But if you live on the East Coast, life is not quite so simple today. Joining us online now is our consumer reporter, Ed Perkins. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon.
And thank you for joining us. I thought it would be brilliant to have you on today because of the fact that on Friday you released a column that talked about the hurricane disrupting traffic and travel plans and gave some realistic ideas of what might happen to people who were looking for a refund or to make a change or something like that. I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about what happens when your travel plans are disrupted because you're headed into a hurricane.
Well, that's a very timely topic. And even though Hurricane Irene is already passed and there's nothing people can do about that now, this is just the first of the hurricane season, and it will be something of a surprise if we don't have another one or two coming along between now and the end of the year.
Now, Ed, we got a lot of people who are now backed up in the system, and it's going to take another 24 hours for the airlines to reset their planes and their crews and the like. So what happens to people who are stuck someplace and, you know, let's say the airline you were supposed to fly out on Saturday and they say, well, you're not leaving until Wednesday. Do they have any recourse with the airline or are they just on their own to pay those additional expenses?
As far as I know, they're on their own to pay those additional expenses. Most of the airlines in their contracts of carriage exempt themselves from providing any significant passenger aid if the delay or cancellation is due to weather, and this certainly was due to weather.
And so an airline is a little bit more cut and dried thing. What about, for example, a hotel? Now, if you have a hotel reservation and let's say you find out at 9 o'clock at night that your flight has been canceled and there was a rule that you had to cancel by 6 p.m. the day before or you lose your deposit. Are hotels forgiving in those situations where it's a so-called act of God?
Some of them are and some of them aren't. There is nothing in the way of any sort of legislation or regulation that says what hotels have to do under these circumstances. It's all industry custom and what each individual hotel decides to do.
Now, and is there a better approach on that, Ed? Is there a way to for people to, I mean, in other words, if asking for a refund, or would I be better off asking if I know that I'm going to go back to that property for a credit towards a future stay, perhaps?
Well, that's a pretty easy question to answer as far as any travel supplier is concerned. They'd always rather give you a voucher or a credit towards something in the future than actually cut you a check.
So that gives it – that's a little bit perhaps of a fallback position if you're negotiating for a cash refund and you can't get it, is to come back and say, well, how about if I could have a credit towards a future stay?
Yeah, that's much, much more likely to get some kind of a positive response.
And go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think in this kind of situation, I suspect most hotels are probably pretty forgiving. And I would guess that probably more than half would say it's okay to cancel. But it's just simply that there is no standard procedure. It's just up to each individual hotel.
Now, Ed, of course, everybody immediately starts thinking travel insurance whenever something, you know, comes along. They booked a long ways out, and whether it may be a cross-country or a leaving the country kind of a flight, I don't know. It's been a while since we've talked about it. What would be your recommendations in regards to travel insurance? Is there a value there? What would you say to folks?
I tell people with travel insurance that any time they have enough money up front in advance payments and there is a significant cancellation penalty associated with possible cancellation, they should probably have travel insurance. Again, what happens here, it's kind of complicated. What happens in this kind of situation typically is that if a hotel or a resort or a cruise line or something like that, I mean, if they can't operate, they can't operate, and the hotels will probably give you something back. Cruise lines hate to give money back, and what they usually do is modify the itinerary of the cruise and maybe give you a little, throw in something in the pot, a future upgrade or something like that. But the question comes, the serious problem comes, not when you say, gee, I still want to go to New York and as soon as I can. The airlines are pretty forgiving about that, and travel insurance. What you really have to worry about is you say, gee, I really don't want to go to New York for a while until this all settles down.
Mm-hmm.
And then travel insurance policies vary tremendously in terms of how they treat hurricanes, and very few of them actually specifically mention hurricanes. And my recommendation these days is, even though it costs a little more, the only sensible thing to do is buy cancel for any reason travel insurance.
Cancel for any reason. That's a particular brand or
No. That's just a particular kind of coverage.
Okay, coverage, right.
It's only been available widely for the last 2 or 3 years. But it means that rather than worry about what the fine print says, well, you can cancel because of this, but you can't cancel because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these policies say you can cancel for any reason you want. So if you decide, boy, I just don't feel like taking a Caribbean cruise right now, even if the cruise is going to operate but go to different ports or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can make sure of getting your money back is by having insurance that lets you cancel for any reason.
And, of course, let's inform people that, to be honest, that insurance that has that ability and that extra waiver on it is more expensive than regular travel insurance, and it does carry a pretty good-sized premium to it.
That's correct, and some of the policies don't give you 100% back. They maybe give you 80% back. But even then, I believe strongly in that form of insurance. Because otherwise, unless it's an extremely clear-cut situation, you may wind up arguing with some insurance company bean counter for weeks or months about a possible compensation.
Ed Perkins, our guest today on the Travel Guys. Ed, thanks for the update on ways to get your money back and where people might stand when they run into a natural disaster. We remind you of our listeners that Ed's columns can be found at Smarter Travel. And if you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, you will find a link to Ed's latest postings. We'll have you back again soon, sir.
Always nice to be with you.
Thank you very much. Ed Perkins with us on the Travel Guys. When we come back after the break, we would love to hear from some of you. We are looking for a couple of really good callers who use Priceline. Somebody who's used Priceline with success or lack of success.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very special prize for the first two callers that call in. Ice cream for four from Cold Stone.
Oh, yes.
How could that be better on an August day? But not to just any caller. You're going to have to convince our call screener that you know something about working on Priceline. When we come back, a Priceline 101 on the Travel Guys.
That guy mentioned Classic 93.1 FM, HD. That's where you'll find KFBK on HD3. HD1 has classic hits of the 70s and 80s, and yours truly.
And who would be the personality on the air in the afternoon?
One of the personalities is that Tom Romano guy.
Ah, three to seven. You know, it probably would be a good idea when we ask people to call us, if we would give the telephone numbers, we probably would get a much better response.
921-1530, if you're local, 921-1530. And if you're out of the area, 1-800-834-1530. Looking for a couple of folks to call in that have had some experience, either positive or negative, with Priceline.
or hotels.com or one of the bidding internet sites that you either recommend or tell people to stay away from or whatever
and
like
Mark
that.
Mark has a prize. He's going to come over and wash your car.
I am not, but I am going to give you an opportunity to take yourself and three of your friends to Cold Stone Ice Cream. So if you are a Priceline person and you would like to jump in, this is your opportunity to carve them a new one or give them a kudo at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530.
And while we're waiting for some calls to come in, Mark, I know you did a little bit of
Priceline poking. I did a little homework this morning. I'm not a Priceline guy, but I decided this morning to start fiddling around. I had Ryan Quinn and Chris Galloway of my staff in the office this morning. We were going over some things from preview day yesterday and fixing some things on the website, and I was asking them, have they used it? Because they're, you know, both guys out of college, and I figured that they would be more likely to use it. And they said, you know, yeah, it has its positives, its negatives. I went online and set up a hypothetical Los Angeles package for 3 days in September when I'm going down there. Priceline wanted $623. I put the whole thing together for about $600, but then I noticed that if I bought the hotel and the air from Priceline and arranged my own car, that I would do much better. That in this case, it wasn't A, B, and C, but A and B that would be the best deal
for
me.
And they will allow you to pick what
And they had a system set up that would allow me to be able to do that. So I thought that was at least a good initiation. Now, I've talked to some people who say that you use Priceline, you know, and you never know what you're going to get until you punch the button and there you are. And I'm not the kind of person who would do something like that. But we've got a caller on the line with us now, Tyler from Rockland, who says he uses Priceline. Hi, Tyler. There we go. Hi, Tyler. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you.
And
always appreciate the show.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, buddy. So are you a Priceline user? Do you use the websites, the bidding websites?
Yes, I do.
And do you belong to any? Let me ask you: are you a frequent traveler, or do you belong to any affinity programs where you accumulate miles or points, or do you just try to use Priceline because that's the lowest price?
I am part of some affinity travel organizations, but sometimes when I'm just trying to do some personal travel, I use Priceline to get some hotels.
And do you just generally get the hotel? Do you buy an air package, or are you just the hotels?
Yeah, I don't do the air packages because typically I have enough frequent flyer miles to get a lot of my airfare for free. But for hotels, what I do, there's two websites. One's called Bidding for Travel, and the other one's called Better Bidding. And by using these two websites, I'm able to go in and see what the lowest prices are that people are getting in various neighborhoods of the hotels. And by doing that, I'm able to get really low prices on hotels. So recently I got one in San Francisco for, I think it was like $79.
Now, do the rooms that you get here pretty much sight unseen at the lowest price, are we looking out into the alley, or how's it been?
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, the last one I got was at the Marriott right there by Fisherman's Wharf, and it was really cheap. So every time I've done it, I've gotten really good hotels at great prices.
Now, have you ever? You've never gotten a stinker. You've never gotten a hotel that you said, "Oh my goodness, I would never have stayed here if I'd had the choice."
Never, because on these two websites, you can choose, you know, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star hotels. You can see the various hotel brands and chains that are in those neighborhoods. So obviously, on Priceline, you're not able to choose the hotel, but you get a really good idea of what hotels are available based on that website.
And so, Tyler, that was biddingfortravel.com and Better Bidding. Is that what you said?
That's right.
Okay. All right, Tyler, thank you very much. Hang on the line there, and we'll get to all of your information and send you to Cold Stone Ice Cream. Thanks for calling. And thanks for being a part of the Travel Guys. All right, we got our second caller here that we were looking for two good callers.
Okay.
By golly, I got one. Matt in West Sacramento, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for having my call. I've used Priceline quite a bit, actually.
And how's it gone for you, Matt?
You know, I think it's safe to say I've done the reverse bidding about 20 times at least. And out of those 20 times, I was only unhappy maybe once. I mean, truly unhappy, like, ugh, I can't believe I had to stay here.
And what equals unhappiness for you at a hotel?
In this particular case, it was in Lake Tahoe, and it was just nowhere near the star destination, 3 or 4 stars, I think, is what I was looking for that I expected. But, I mean, I've stayed at the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, in a beautiful suite for less than $100 a night and have gotten some really phenomenal deals. Big deal is being flexible. And if you don't mind driving 5 or 10 extra minutes, you know, or not getting your honors points or whatever, I found it to be terrific value.
Now, do you mainly just to go for the hotels? Have you done any airline bookings?
No. Definitely not. I'm going to add a stopover or layover, a connecting flight. I definitely like to stay in control of that. But as far as the cars, yes. The hotels, yes. But definitely not the air travel.
Now, here again, was this a situation where you had specific dates that you wanted to travel, or was it a wider, a larger window?
Let's see. One time my timeshare went south on me and had some problems with that, and I just, from my iPhone, you know, bid on a hotel in the town I was in, and I was real happy with what I got.
Let me ask you, Matt, have you, besides Priceline, have you ever used, like Tyler was telling us about a couple of other websites that he has some success with, have you ever strayed from Priceline to try another bidding website, or have you, you know, let's say, for example, do you do any homework before you start the bidding process?
You know, definitely, because sometimes there are some great deals out there directly through the place you want, you know, the brand you like to stay with. And I always look at my favorite brands and favorite places first, and I benchmark the pricing and try to get an idea of what the rates are before I put a bid in. And I never bid blindly. I'm always thinking, okay, if my favorite place is going for X, then, you know, I'm willing to be flexible if I can get a room for Y.
Great information. So for our listeners, to make you smarter travelers, the key is to, it looks like these sites, and a number of them are a good deal. The key, though, is to do your homework, do some comparative shopping. Wouldn't be
I would definitely tell people to be very wary of reading the fine print. Make sure that what you bought, that you know the rules and the regulations, so that if, for example, you buy a 3-night stay at a hotel on Priceline and you can't make it for the first night, that the hotel doesn't, according to some rules of some websites, you'll lose the whole 3 nights. Whereas with some websites, you would only lose the first nights.
That's right. It's all prepay. So I think you lose everything if you don't go on the stay unless you buy some insurance. And the other piece of it is, if you want a specific bed, like a king or two doubles, you cannot get that through Priceline. So if you have some real specifics like kids and that sort of thing, I don't recommend it.
Well, Matt, thank you very much for your call. Thanks for listening to the Travel Guys. Hold on the line there, and we'll fix you up with a ice cream party for four at Cold Stone for being one of our listeners. Well, I say there, we have a couple of pretty solid opinions.
There you go. Now, based on what you've heard, what's Mark going to do?
Well, I am really connected to the affinity and the point thing. And of course, if Marriott, this is why the reason I wanted to choose the Priceline thing to talk about today is because the reason that these hotel chains are coming up with these quadruple points and stay two nights and get one free is because they have to combat the ability of people to go and beat their price on Priceline, and got people who are saying, well, gee, I can get this room for $89 instead of $129. And how many times do I have to get that to offset the points that I would be using? Or if Marriott's going to tell me that every third stay is that I'm going to earn a free night every time I stay two nights with Marriott in the next 90 days, that's a pretty darn good offer.
Yes.
And if one plays one's cards right, if one plays the Ben Schlappig game, why, Ben would book the Courtyard in Rancho Cordova for this weekend for Friday, check out Saturday, and then come back and stay Sunday at $55 a night. That would cost him $110, and he would have earned – now, we're not quite inside the time period for the promotion, but if we were, he would then have earned a certificate to stay at a Marriott Category 4 hotel, which would cost him as much as $150.
You know, I one of the things that Matt pointed out, and it's one of the reasons why I'm a little leery, because I always have a lot of specifics. I want a king-size bed and no smoking, a certain type of room or whatever. And recently I did a little poking around online, try to find the best rate for, let's say, stays in San Antonio. And you know, you find these sites and they have the room, they have the dates, and the price is perhaps lower than booking it directly with but you're not going to get the room. You're not going to get the room you want. You're not going to get the bed you want.
It comes down to
be flexible.
Yeah, it's it. If you're picky and you know exactly what you want and that's what you want, then you're going to have to pay for it. If you're willing to take whatever's left over at the end of the day, then I think you're going to obviously get a much better deal.
I was told some time ago by a pretty smart guy in regards to getting a deal on anything. Best deals are going to be on the stuff that nobody else wants.
Nobody else wants. And is that not the way the stock market works? You know, buy it when it's nobody else wants it. Listen, Ryan told me that Ryan Quinn, our tech guy who takes care of TravelGuysRadio.com, which is where you should go if you have anything on the program today that you would like to know more about. Ryan said he uses Hotels.com because they've got a great a frequent guest stay. It's like every eight or ten stays, you earn a night in a hotel that's equal to the average of what you've paid for the last 8 or 10 stays that you've booked with them, and which seems completely and totally fair to me. I mean, seems very reasonable. And Ryan says, I can choose from anything. Of course, now he's not earning points and, you know, the things that we were talking about with Marriott. So I think what it comes down to is if you're going to choose, if you're a frequent traveler, choose a chain or two and make sure that you sign up for their weekly updates. Because you, how did I know that the Courtyard was $55 in Sacramento this weekend?
How did you know that?
Because
Mark?
Marriott sent me an update on Monday that said that among hotels on sale in the United States this weekend was the Courtyard in Rancho Cordova, which is always the cheapest Courtyard in the Sacramento area, the cheapest Marriott branded hotel in town frequently. And it's a very nice property to stay at.
Right, so, just down the street from the Sheepherder's Inn.
Which I understand, by the way, talking to road reporter Clayton Whitehead, was in there because it's right up from the Marriott. Mm-hmm. And he went in there yesterday and said, boy, you wouldn't know the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said it was really quite nice.
It is. It's been redone. The new management. I know some people that work in the backside of that facility, and I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Hey, next week we are welcoming a couple of new advertisers here to the Travel Guys. John Holloway will be joining us on a regular basis, and also Holland America Cruise Lines will be coming on board to be supporters of the Travel Guys. So
yes,
you will want to be listening next
news
week.
To me,
I will be in Chicago with Kelly Brothers, and we will be attending Chicago Cubs, and we'll be going to the Notre Dame South or Central Florida game on Saturday. Tells you what a big Notre Dame fan I am. But all the pomp and circumstance of being able to be on the Notre Dame campus for the home opener is, and we will be there with Kelly.
It's
and so
great,
you are
trip.
Going to get an update on Sunday. You'll have to come in and work while I'm out playing next Sunday.
I'm totally okay with that.
You think that would work?
Sure.
That would work okay for you? And you will be doing
this is almost like playing. Come on.
Yeah, and you will be doing what while I'm off in Chicago every day from 3 to 7?
Classic 93.1. Playing the classic hits of the 70s and 80s every afternoon.
You didn't have to think too much. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations and Tom Romano from KFBK Radio. We'll see you next week.